Coach, how about opening it up with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Well, obviously, Princeton's awfully good. And, you know, we really had a hard time. I haven't looked at the stats yet, but, you know, we really felt like that if we could hold her below her average, that I thought we'd have a good chance of winning the basketball game. But, you know, she played awfully well. But she's, you know, I think she wants to shoot 15 of 22. That's pretty good shooting. So, you know, but she's got other good players around her, too. And so, you know, she's a very unselfish player. So we, you know, we had a hard time guarding. You know, I think James had, she was 7 for 15. So, you know, we gave way above our average, and you know, it was just a tough matchup for us. I thought we came out kind of tight at the beginning of the game, and so we were really not able to recover from that. So, you know, I'm proud of these girls, and they played extremely hard. Just wasn't our night.
Coach, can you just talk about what this season meant for you guys to, you know, make such a run in history that had never been seen in your community?
Yeah. You know, we had a lot of firsts this year. You know, we broke the school record for a number of wins, and, you know, we won our first regional, first semi-state. So, you know, there was a lot of firsts there. We kind of blew the lid off of a few things, you know, kind of some of our glass ceilings. But, you know, I think that our community really, you know, came behind us, supported us. And, you know, it was a heck of a ride these last 3 or 4 weeks with the tournament. I mean, you know, we had some close games in there, but we were able to get things done. So this does not minimize what these girls accomplished this year at all. They had a great year.
What were you trying to do early on in defending Jackie? And then what did you have to give up to try to hold her?
Well, she's just a tough matchup, you know, trying to kind of deny her the ball and with lots of help. But, you know, she's just... she's really, you know, obviously a Division I player, a great player, but she's very unselfish. And so, you know, she was able to find some of her other teammates. I think they had quite a few baskets inside in that first half. And, you know, so they got their lead, and it was pretty tough. Once they get a lead, it's really, really hard to press them because she's so good with the basketball. And so, you know, we were just trying to take things away and just trying to deny her, but... She was good enough to be able to kind of defeat that at times. So it's a tough matchup for anybody.
You talk about the baskets inside. You guys were outscored in the paint for 24 points.
Yeah.
Was there a time when you thought if you could just stop, specifically Jackie, from, you know, driving and penetrating,
yeah,
and maybe force her to kick it out and force other players to shoot? Was that an adjustment at all you tried to do?
Well, you know, that's easier said than done. You can say all you want to about that, but, you know, she's got a lot of talent, and it's just a tough matchup. You know, if you allow her to be on the open floor, you know, she's going to hurt you, and she does such a good job of passing. You know, I don't know that there's any team that's really stopped her all year anyway, so we tried to do it, but we're very successful at it. So, you know, I thought that, you know, if we allowed her to get, you know, 35, 40 points, we probably weren't going to win the basketball game. That ended up being the truth there. You know, I think we would have had to hold her, you know, around 20 or so, I think, for us to have a chance. So, but, you know, great effort by these girls and a great accomplishment.
Specifically in the fourth quarter, what did you tell your girls in the huddle, just as far as trying to stay positive when the game kind of started to get stretched out there?
Yeah, you know, that's one. It's really a tough situation. You know, we tried several different things in that second half to try to slow her down a little bit, but you know, just kind of, you know, hang in there and. You know, try to, you know, we talked about that at halftime when we were down 14, 16 points or so, and just try to chip away at it. You know, we tried to do a couple runs there, but again, you know, she's just awfully good. But again, I think you have to give a lot of credit to their teammates too, that they I mean, it's just not her. They were well coached, and, you know, as a team, they played excellent basketball.
Yeah, when they were coming out the fourth year of the game, I don't know if you realized, but the entire your guys' entire fan base was on their feet cheering.
Oh yeah,
is that really indicative of this tournament run for you guys?
No question.
Even
you know,
lost, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we were Warsaw last week at the semi-state, and it was just a sea of green, and we've, you know, that the fans have come in mass, and they were again here today, and you know, that's just a great compliment to our community, and Roy were behind us, and. You know, so it was a great run, and these two seniors right here were a big part of that, obviously. And you know, it was a fun ride for us.
Coach, how big was Ann Seacrest's foul trouble in the second quarter?
Well, I think, you know, that's a factor. we just had a hard time guarding them inside in general. They did a real good job of getting the ball in the post and trying to draw fouls. You think that Young is a one-man crew, but a one-woman crew, but she really isn't. But it was a factor. I mean, obviously, you can't afford, she was our inside presence and kind of the back end of our defense. So, we have to suffer a little bit more than we'd like to. It makes it tough for us on the inside. But they took advantage of that, too, and did a good job with that.
Coach, you're a young team. A lot of kids going back next year. We'll talk about the two ladies up there with you. Just
great leadership from these two. We've had it all year, and we really felt like this was a team that was and I thought as the year went along, we just got better and better, and the team chemistry just kept getting better and better. And these two were a big part of that, of just pulling everybody together. And I think that you couldn't ask more in terms of leadership from these two. And obviously, Taylor is really deserving of that award, and we're just really proud of her. And if you can't win the basketball game, then your second choice is to have to win the Mental Attitude Award. So it's just a great honor for her and very deserving.
Taylor, what did this run mean to you? I mean, it was a really special season for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Even to get to this position, we are so blessed and so lucky. And I wouldn't want to do it with any other team. I know that. And these girls have worked so hard and practiced off season. We have a lot of players coming back, and I'm just so proud of them, and I know they're going to work even harder, especially that we got here. They know they can do it, and I'm proud of my team.
And I know this was a dream opportunity for you. Just what was it like to be out there and at least enjoy a little bit of this?
Oh my gosh, it's an amazing opportunity. It's a privilege to play basketball, and to be on this court is even a bigger privilege. So I think what we said all season was just take advantage of it, and that's exactly what we did. We stepped out on the court and we gave it all. So,
Kaylee, can you talk about what the senior season meant to you, and then talk about the difficult task of guarding Jackie?
It was definitely the most memorable senior year I could ever have, and I wouldn't want it any other way. What she said, I couldn't imagine dealing and having any other team to go through this with. We call each other our family because we really are. I mean, we'll have our little tips on the court, but we're truly our family. And guarding Jackie Young was an honor to me because she's a great player. I mean, I did my best, I did what I could, but she's an amazing player. She'll do great things.
Yeah, just as far as you guys had fans into the balcony. Just how much did that mean to see, a community behind a girls' basketball team?
It's an amazing feeling knowing that we have so much support. We're a small community anyway, but I'm pretty sure our two towns are pretty much ghost towns today, but because everybody comes out and supports us. But it's amazing seeing that sea of green, and I'm proud to be part of this community.
And I know, obviously this isn't what you guys came here wanting to do, but a state runner-up is still a lot to be proud of. Just looking back on the season, how much does this mean to you?
It means everything to me to know that these girls put blood, sweat, and tears into this game of basketball, but also to make it the best senior year we ever could have. And the fact that they know that they can do it and know that they can get this far, I just hope that next year that they can come through and actually win state, because they deserve it.
Taylor, how proud are you of the legacy you guys as seniors leave? I mean, it's been mentioned, it's a young team, but you guys have put them on a really good path. How proud are you of that legacy that you're leaving?
I love all the girls on my team, and I have a little sister on my team, and I know she always says that she looks up to me. And I remember when I was a little girl sitting in the crowd, and I just think this is more than just basketball, it's an opportunity, to shine our light and to be those positive role models for those kids in the stand, and show them the real meaning of basketball and the love for the game.
Coach, talk a little bit about the youth back there. I mean, three of your five starters are underclassmen.
Yeah.
Obviously, you lose two great players.
Yeah.
This has got to be a huge boost of confidence for them getting into the offseason.
Well, I think that obviously in the future that's going to help us, it's going to help that younger group develop a little quicker. And, it was a great experience for them. Hurst to lose these two seniors, because team chemistry is really something that can, from year to year, it can be really different. And obviously, our team chemistry was really good this year, and that was a big factor in us getting where we are. So, you know, there's no guarantees, and we talked about through the whole tournament that, you know, maybe you have some youth and that type of thing, but, you know, you got to take advantage of those things when you have an opportunity. And, you know, for the most part, we did that this year. But it was big. I mean, you know, that experience is going to be invaluable to them. And, you know, we'd like to get back here, obviously, get another shot at it. But, you know, there's a lot of challenges out there. A lot of things can happen in a year or two. So we tried to take advantage of as much as we could of, you know, what we had. But, you know, those sophomores, they played like seniors, and our seniors played like, I don't know, college ladies or whatever. You know, we really developed well over the year and just played extremely well together. So, you know, we're not going to allow, you know, a game like this to minimize that. It was a great season.
Last question, anyone?
Is there anybody who comes to mind that Jackie reminds you of, Coach?
Well, you know, she's unique. You know, I guess my answer would be no. You know, she's got a great combination of a lot of different things, and from what I understand, she's a great student too. So, you know, Notre Dame's getting a great one, and I think she's only a junior. So, you know, I would really hate to think she's going to get better because she's awfully good now. So, that's a tough match. I don't care who's playing them; that's a tough matchup. So, you know, I don't think we played anybody with that close to that ability all year. And so I would say no. So we did the best we could.
Very good. Coach, ladies, thanks for your time.
Thank you.